Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Ralph Anselman from Vangit Anselman Wines in Fowles. How are you, Ralph?
Fine. Great to have you here.
Excellent. We were talking last week about some of the grape varieties and being produced in Fowles, and Riesling is a big grape variety. But you guys do lots of grape varieties, and some of them I've never heard. I was trying some of your wines earlier, and I was drinking, you know, white Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Blanc. I had a look on your website before I came in, and there's all sorts of weird grape varieties. How many different grape varieties do you guys grow here?
We have actually about 24 different grape varieties. And so beside of the classical and traditional grape varieties, which are here in Fowles, especially Riesling, Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, and of course Gewürztraminer, we as, let's say, oenologists and engineers of agriculture, we like very much to do experimental viticulture and to do also create new wines. And we always look also when we travel, so what happens, what are new tendency, and we have really big fun in trying out new things. Now, this is also the reason why we started producing Blanc de Noir wines, also of a bit unusual grape varieties, yeah, like Cabernet or Sauvignon and Syrah.
Yeah, so I tried a Blanc de Noir Cabernet Sauvignon and a Blanc de Noir Syrah, and they certainly don't taste like their red-blooded brethren, do they? They're very soft. And they reminded me more of a Pinot Gris than a Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair comment, do you think? Or
these are refreshing wines for summer times. And I think with the red varietal aromas, no, like the black currant, is quite present in the Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc de Noir. So we think these are interesting alternatives to white wines like for example Riesling or Pinot Blanc, and it's let's say refreshing wines, and also they are very nice wines for production of sparkling wine. As you have seen on our tour through the winery, we have the whole equipment for doing the dégorgement for sparkling wine production. And so we also use these wines like Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé for producing nice and interesting rosé sparklings in classic method.
You're saying when we had a nice tour through the winery, that when you bring the grapes in from the field, you put them into a big hopper, a big bin, which is quite normal, and you collect the free-run juice, and that's what you use to make the Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc de Noir and
exactly,
the Syrah
exactly.
Blanc de Noir. Yeah. Why do you think other people haven't tried those grape varieties? Or that, not so much the grape varieties, but that style of wine?
Oh, we were very successful with this grape variety because in Germany we have a big tendency towards the red wine in the last years. And in my estate we have now, since around about 20 years, a proportion of around 50% white grape varieties and 50% red grape varieties. So we can say we started very early planting more red grape varieties when we had in the past. The classical ones here are the Pinot Noir and the Blauer Portugieser. So we planted also a lot of other different red grape varieties like Dornfelder or like some classical international ones. And we started producing red wine. And as you have seen, we also like very much working with oak casks, with barriques. So we have about 750 in our cellars. And we like very much elaborate also oak barrel aged red wines, and so we have a very good success with our red wines and with our Blanc de Noirs in the domestic market, and we also, let's say, these wines are mostly for the German domestic market, and but we are very, very competitive with the foreign red wines, and we could convince a lot of also, let's say, sophisticated consumers, which in the past always said, yes, okay, we like the German white wines. German white wines are under the best white wines of the world, or maybe the best of all. But of reds, we prefer more maybe French or Italian red wines. And now we could win or convince a lot of this, let's say, sophisticated customers which preferred, let's say, during most of their life foreign red wines to consume now good complex good deep colored German wines.
A grape variety that I tried, which I was quite surprised about, was a grape variety called Cabernet Blanc, which I've never heard of before. How common is it, and why did you give it a go?
Cabernet Blanc is a very interesting grape variety which is very resistant against the fungus diseases.
It's so a white wine.
It's a white wine, yes, and it's a crossing of Cabernet Sauvignon and another experimental vineyard it's coming from. It has its origin in Switzerland. And we started growing with planting first vineyards of this grape about 7 years ago, and we had in the last years very, very good results. It's a very nice aromatic wine, no, reminding to Sauvignon Blanc grape variety.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Cabernet Sauvignon is half Sauvignon Blanc, so it's
exactly,
Cabernet Franc,
yes.
Sauvignon Blanc crossing. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of getting back to its original roots, really.
Exactly, yes. What's it? And we are very, very happy with these grape varieties because we can save a lot of treatments, and we're getting a good quality. And I very optimistic that this grape variety will become in the future more and more important because it has really a lot of advantage, and it has a, let's say, brilliant and intense taste. And all the wine friends, wine lovers coming to us, our estate, tasting it, positive comments, and we buy it, we like it very much. And I think for us as wine growers, it's very important also to have a look for new things, not also to conserve old tradition. Of course, traditions are very important, and as you have seen, we have very classical Rieslings and Gewürztraminer and Pinot Noir on our wine list. But beside doing the classical wine styles well and to improve them, we also like to try out really new things.
What other grape varieties do you have that are a wee bit different?
With different ones from, let's say, from usual, are on one hand with new experimental grape varieties which are highly resistant, like Cabernet Blanc we just talked about. So we have as well the Johannita and the Solaris, to another white resistant grape variety. We have a little bit of Regent, what's a resistant red grape variety.
What's it called? Regent.
And what's also very important for our estate is grape varieties like Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot. We have a little bit of Cabernet Franc. We have some Syrah. And we also have some more classical red grape varieties like St. Laurent, which is very, very popular, especially here in the southern part of Pfalz.
Yep.
We have here in our region, I think it's nowadays about 800 hectares of St. Laurent. And especially the Pinot Noir lovers appreciate with grape variety, the St. Laurent, as an alternative to Pinot Noir.
St. Laurent is a Pinot Noir style, isn't it? It is.
Exactly.
It's a clone of a Pinot Noir, or is it not quite a clone? It's very closely related.
It's closely related, and it's mostly counted to the Pinot Noir family, being one member of a Pinot family, as Pinot Noir or Pinot Meunier, which we always grow. And the nice thing about St. Laurent is, well, this is very smooth, very balanced. Often, and we cultivate both with a lot of ambition, as well the Pinot Noir as the St. Laurent. And each year, now the St. Laurent is a bit deeper, more intense in color, and maybe often a bit smoother and more harmonic in taste, and it opens a bit earlier for drinking. So it's a very, let's say St. Laurent, it's a very, very interesting, attractive and charming type, Pinot Noir type of style.
I see that you've got a great variety here called Morio Muscat.
Yes.
And I had a sparkling wine, I think, from that earlier. Is that right?
Yes.
It wasn't like a sort of a Moscato d'Asti.
Yes, it's Morio Muscat. It's a grape variety which was very, very popular in the 70s when I was a very small boy. So Morio Muscat was very important in the Pfalz region, and it is an aromatic grape variety, reminding to Moscatella with a very expressive aroma. It still has its fan with grape variety, but it must also be said that this grape variety declined a lot in its important. Now, there were a lot of vineyards planted in the 70s, but I think during the last 20 years, there was probably no vineyard more planted. But now, with very old vineyards, with very old wines, we give very interesting wines because it's only very low amount of yield, low amount of grapes. And so we have very concentrated, very complex wine out of Morio Muscat.
As a family business, you guys took quite a radical change in direction in the 70s when you moved into sparkling wines. Is Fals known? I don't think Fals is known for its sparkling wines, but you guys seem to produce quite a lot of sparkling wines. What was your thinking then?
Oh, yes, it must be said that Germans are world champions in sparkling wine consumption.
No, the British drink more sparkling wine.
Really?
Well, we drink more champagne.
You did overtake. No, let's say sparkling wines per consumption in Germany is per head and year, I think it's around 4.5 liters. So it's a very big market for sparkling wine. I think especially the German women like very much sparkling wines. In Germany, the sparkling wine production was run by very, very big companies. But about 25 years ago, also small family wineries like us, we started also producing sparkling wines at our own, the so-called Winzer sect, the so-called, Windner sect or sparkling wine. I think we produce very high qualities because we use, you have seen our equipment, we use the same equipment and the same technology like the producers in the Champagne use. So it's classical bottle fermentation, and we use wines, varietal wines of very, very high quality.
But and they're quite different varietal wines. I tried a Dornfelder, we talked about that Morio Muscat.
Yes.
You seem to make almost anything. Well, I'm currently sipping a Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé sparkling wine. You're really experimenting with different ideas.
We like to experiment. But I must also say, most of our sparkling wine is Riesling. So let's say, indeed, about 60% of our sparkling wine is varietal Riesling grape variety. And when the second important grape variety is the Weißburgunder or Pinot Blanc. And let's say this is another 20% of our production. So it means two grape varieties, Riesling and Pinot Blanc, cover 80% of our sparkling wine production, and the other 20% are these very special ones you tasted, like the Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé and the Morio Muscat or the Red Dornfelder. These are niche products, but we also like them, and we have also a lot of customers who like to taste some special thing, or to let's say if we have a party in the garden to present to the friends or to the other wine enthusiast something special, a bit outstanding, no? And also with sparkling, special sparklings, we have the market, but it's a much smaller level than our, let's say, our Riesling Brut or our Riesling Extra Dry, which do much more important volumes with our classical thing. No, it's the Riesling sparkling wine in classical method, what's something really refreshing, crisp and fruity.
Okay, and where do you export your wines, Ralph? Do you export to the UK at the moment?
No, unfortunately not. Our wines are not. We are looking very, yes.
I was going to say, I know that you'll be able to get your wines next year in the UK at the Olympics.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We are supplier, official supplier of a German house during the Olympic Games. And the German house will be in a very, very nice location. It will be in the Docklands Museums of London. So, and I'm very looking forward very much to travel to London during the Olympic Games. And hopefully I also can find an importer of our wines. Actually, we export our wines regularly to 20 countries. Our most important markets are United States, Canada, Brazil, the Scandinavian countries, like especially Finland, Norway, but also in Spain we are on the market, and also in Portugal a little bit, in some classical wine countries.
Obviously, having your wines at the Olympics all quite good, but we don't really see your wines in England. And do you enter any of the UK wine competitions, or have you had any joy in other competitions around the world?
We participate a lot in international wine competitions, especially in the competitions which have a patronage and which are run under the legislation of the OIV, of the International Organization for Wine and Wine, because we have a very internationally very well accepted regulation, and so we got already gold medals and trophies than 20 countries.
So the OIV, that's different obviously to the, like in the UK we see a lot of the International Wine Challenge, International Wine Spirit Competition and Decanter. What's the OIV? I don't know those ones.
The OIV, it's a governmental organization which has its headquarter in Paris, and the work of the OIV is a harmonization of the international wine law. So we try to harmonize the wine law, where it is not too different in New World and, let's say, in the classical European wine countries. Yep. And we give patronage. And the OIV is formed by more than 40 member states. So the member of the OIV are countries, wine producing production countries like France, Germany, Spain or Portugal, but on the other hand also consumer countries like Norway, Sweden, Finland, Canada has an observer status. Brazil, for example, is one of the member states. So it's a very important. And so what give these competitions, let's say, also on international level, a very, very good recognition. And so we got trophies from more than 20 countries, and with medals and trophies get on one hand on the Germany a good appreciation, and also sometimes we help, let's say, to find the importer, or we are helping to enter the wine market, yep, in the country. And always, yes, of course, we like very much to find new business partners and to start to export our wine to new markets. So I was, for example, very lucky that now we could find a good partner in the Mexican market. And so that's also one of the reasons why. And I think competitions are important, by way, like something like it's a blind tasting, and it's a neutral reference for the quality of wine, in which the consumer really can trust. And I was very proud last year, for example, we got also very good success on national level. Our winery got the Bundesehrenpreis in Gold, which is the major decoration granted officially by the German government, because our estate, we had the highest overall average through the whole year 2010 in the national wine and sparkling wine competition.
Okay then, Ralph, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.